from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Former president of Yemen reportedly dead. Reports by Yemen's Houthi rebel news network claim former President Ali Abdullah Saleh has been killed, as a video showing what appeared to be his corpse circulated on social media on Monday. An anchor said on the rebels' official Al-Masira television, the interior ministry announces the end of the traitors' militia by fully taking control of its positions and restoring security in the capital of Sana'a and its neighborhoods and in other provinces, and the killing of the leader of the traitors with some of his comrades. The report gave no other details, and Saleh's death could not be independently confirmed. The statement comes 2 days after an alliance between the Iran-backed Houthis and Saleh appeared to have fallen apart. President Trump, in a series of tweets, said he never asked the FBI director to end an investigation of his one-time national security adviser, Michael Flynn, about his contacts with Russia's ambassador to Washington. Flynn pleaded guilty to lying to FBI agents and said he will cooperate with investigators looking into alleged Russian meddling in last year's U.S. election and whether the Trump campaign colluded with Moscow. Jack Rice is a criminal defense attorney.
What this means is they're getting absolute cooperation from Mike Flynn, which means he's going to gut himself and give them everything that he's got and anything else that he can get. But what makes this most significant is he makes the point very clear that he didn't do this alone. His contact with the Russians wasn't a rogue operation.
Some have suggested Michael Flynn was in direct contact with persons at the top of the Trump transition team. This is VOA News. U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham says he will ask the U.S. military to no longer send military dependents to South Korea in light of potential threats from North Korea. Graham's comments followed those by National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster, who says the chances of war with North Korea are increasing every day. The Trump administration has vowed to deny North Korea the capability of striking the U.S. homeland. Pakistani Prime Minister Shahid Kagan Abbasi said Monday at the start of talks with visiting U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis that Pakistan is committed to the war against terror and wants nothing more than peace in Afghanistan. Monday's meeting in Islamabad also included Pakistan's Interior Minister, National Security Advisor, and the Inter-Services Intelligence Chief. Mattis did not offer any public comment on Monday's talks. The U.N. is working with the governments of Cameroon, Nigeria, and Chad to encourage communities to reintegrate rehabilitated ex-Boko Haram fighters and people held captive by the militant sect. Moki Edwin Kinzika reports from Kolofata, northern Cameroon.
200 women and children said to be ex-Boko Haram militants are in a makeshift camp here at Kolofata on Cameroon's northern border with Nigeria. The women say most of them were captured and kept in the Sambisa forest and were subjected to rape and sexual slavery. Among the ex-militants is Maimuni Aji. She says her nightmare is not over. She says if she had not gone to buy food 2 weeks ago, she would have been killed in the fire that burned her house. Cameroon and the UN have been distributing seeds, goats, sheep and pigs to the returnees and asking their communities to welcome them. Moki Edwin Kinzeka for VOA News, Kolofata.
Villagers say the ex-fighters and captives may be returning with Boko Haram ideology or to be spies. Catalonia back in the news today as a Spanish Supreme Court judge ordered the release of 6 jailed Catalan politicians on Monday, but upheld the continued detention of 2 separatist activists and 2 other former members of the regional government, including the vice president. Magistrate Pablo Llarena ordered ousted Catalan vice president Oriol Junqueras, the former regional interior minister Joaquim Forn, and the leaders of 2 Catalan separatist groups to remain in jail without bail. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro says his government will launch a cryptocurrency or digital currency to circumvent what he called a financial blockade by the U.S. The new currency will be called the Petro. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.